Hi, you're listening to Branded Search and Beyond with Jason Barnard, the Brand SERP guy and CEO of CaliCube. In each episode, we'll introduce you to experts and thought leaders who will share their insights and strategies to help you build a strong and memorable brand in the digital landscape. If you're worried about the future of SEO strategy because of ChatGPT and Google Gemini, we got you covered. Go to CaliCube.com to find out more about the future-proof digital marketing strategy. Now, buckle up and get ready to learn from industry experts here on Branded Search and Beyond with Jason Barnard.
And we need to stand a little bit closer, I'm afraid, because otherwise the video looks bad. A quick hello to start the show. Welcome to the show, Minas Merchant. Lovely to meet you.
Good to meet you, Jason.
I spent so long trying to remember Minas, which is a completely unique name, you're saying?
Yes.
Nobody else is called Minas in the world.
Oh, well, I would say I'm the only male Minas in the world.
Brilliant. I was concentrating so much on Minas that I forgot Merchant, but luckily you wrote it down on the board over there so I could cheat.
Yes.
Thank you. You're really kind. Mm-hmm. We're at Bing offices looking out over Seattle, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it's a beautiful day today.
And this is the view you have every day?
Yes. That's what inspires us. The greenery, the green state, the evergreen state of Washington.
Brilliant. It is stunningly beautiful looking out the window. But we're not here to talk about Seattle or Washington. We're here to talk about, you're the video and images, multimedia, you call it?
Yes. Yes, we have images and videos, search, and also camera search. So that's a new area.
What's camera search?
So you take an image and then you search using an image.
Right, okay.
So you could type a text query and you get a bunch of image results back. That's called image search. Mm. You type a text query and you get a bunch of videos back. That's video search. And the new area which is coming up is you take a picture of something and you want to search that. We call it visual search.
Right, okay. I heard Microsoft are really good at that. That they identify areas of different things in images. For example, a necklace on a lady. Is that right?
Yes. So that's another area we've been working on as well.
Okay, brilliant. Right. So you look after image search and videos. And I was interested particularly in how these get into the normal SERPs.
Yeah.
What I've been looking at is brand SERPs, and I've been trying to figure out why sometimes you show images, why sometimes you show videos. What I've noticed with my own brand SERP is either I get images or I get videos. I rarely get both.
That's not entirely right. So the way it works is we look at what the intent of the query is.
Okay.
If somebody is going to type in, flower images, the intent of images is very, very high there.
Yeah.
He's clearly saying, or he or she is clearly saying that they want flowers and they want images. So we not only that, we're going to show them an image answer on the SERP, but we're going to show them a big image answer on SERP.
Yeah,
because they clearly want images. And in that case, it is quite likely that flowers is not a video intent, so we will not show any video results on the page. But there are about 10% of the queries, there's an overlap. There is both image and video intent.
Okay.
And so in those cases, we'll show both images and
so
video.
So about 10% you just said?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so when you feel there's an intent for both images and video, you'll show both?
Both the answers, yes. It's quite possible one of them is at the bottom of the page, or even at the beginning of the second page.
But one
will always have higher intent, higher clicks over time, so they will tend to be higher up.
Now my obsession is brand SERPs, and I've been looking at videos appearing on brand SERPs and images appearing on brand SERPs. Two things I've noticed, one of which, let's start with images. With images, it appears that a range of sources is very important.
Yes.
That you're not going to show the image boxes if it's just from one site.
We obviously want to show diversity. Diversity is very important. But the most important thing is relevance. At the end of the day, if someone is looking for images and only one web page had six good images thing, then we would select all the six images from the same page. And because relevance trumps everything.
Okay. It would value be another word for relevance, or is it
relevance means what is the right image for this query, right?
Okay.
If someone says, I want to see pictures of San Francisco City from Alcatraz Island, right? So they're being very specific. They want to see how the city looks, the San Francisco city looks from Alcatraz Island.
And because they're scared they're going to end up there.
Or they're already on Alcatraz Island and they want a picture of San Francisco city. And therefore, now if someone, you know, there's someone who has taken such pictures and he has a nice web page of it, we might select more images from his page.
Okay.
Because they're good pictures. And we want to show those pictures first before showing someone who has taken a picture of the city from Golden Gate Bridge, which is also looks as if the same, but the one from the Alcatraz Island is what the person is asking for.
Yeah.
So relevancy is being more accurate as to what the user's intent was and matching it correctly.
Yeah, and relevancy depends on you understanding what's in the image.
Yes.
And that depends on, obviously, alt tags, image file name, but also the title, the caption, and the content around it.
That is all true. But in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a lot of advancement in deep learning.
Okay.
And we now not only understand the text around the image and the content around the image, but we understand the image itself.
Right.
So we know this image is about San Francisco City. So we can figure that out, and therefore we know, we have more confidence that this image itself is ours. So even if the text is not very accurate, the text might just say Alcatraz, pictures taken from Alcatraz, well, the image is about San Francisco, then we can take both of these information together and figure out if this could be the best image because it is about San Francisco and the text says it is a picture taken from Alcatraz.
Okay, and so you have the text around it, and you also said analyzing the image. Now, I had always assumed that you didn't analyze the images systematically because it's so costly.
No, we process every image.
Really?
We understand all the objects in the image. And I mean, we are making progress. I mean, it's a very new field and it's important for us to understand. So like we started with understanding faces, like who are the celebrities? Yeah. There's a face in the image.
Not me, the celebrity.
Yeah. There's a face in the image or there's Tom Hanks in the image. That's the start. But there could be other aspects we understand in the image is, we could understand the whether a person is old or not, young or not. So those are some basic attributes. We could say there's a landmark in the image. There is the Space Needle in the image or the Empire State Building in the image.
The Space Needle, which is just over there. Yeah?
Right, yeah. So we could recognize those things in the image.
And now you can actually recognize San Francisco.
Yes. Or we could recognize there's a animal in the image. It's a German Shepherd. Or we could recognize a specific type of rose in the image. So we are able to recognize these things, and this help in improving our relevancy when the person queries.
Okay. So and what that now comes back to me is there's no point in cheating on your alt tags because you're going to analyze the image anyway and understand that the alt tags are cheated.
Yes.
Spamming.
Yes. So therefore, it's a machine learning algorithm. It takes all into consideration. And then over time, we might learn that we can trust the alt tags from this domain more.
Right, okay.
So the algorithm will learn, because another important thing is authority. So,
okay.
We know sites which are authoritative, and we then over time, we trust those sites more. And we know they will not make such errors.
Yeah, I was very intrigued by the idea of trust. I mean, because my site has been around for quite a long time. And when I ping something to Google or to Bing, it appears almost immediately, and I'm figuring that's to do with trust.
Yes. The authority is also an ongoing thing. We look at a lot of signals to figure out what is authoritative. If you have the old traditional ways, if you have a lot of links to your site and a lot of people are referring to your site, that means you're authoritative. That means a lot of people have confidence. They refer to you. Other web pages refer to you. And therefore, you're authoritative. You have a lot of organic clicks to your website.
Yeah.
And it's from a diverse set of places. So this all shows to us that you're authoritative.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting loads of clicks, especially on images, it's that people trust you or they like your images.
Yes.
So it's both things, authority, trust, and the fact that you've got quality images?
Yes, and also we care about the quality of the images. That is, the images are high resolution, high quality. So that is also an important factor.
Can I ask a question? Do you hate stock images?
Well, we don't hate any kind of images. It's a question of all things being equal, which one do you prefer?
The not right. stock.
Well, if the user is specifically looking for stock images,
good point.
Yes, then we will show you stock images.
Brilliant. Okay.
But if a user is looking for a red rose and there's a stock image of a red rose and a beautiful red rose taken by some photographer, we'll surely show you the one okay. The later.
Brilliant. Another question on the image, and then we can move on to video. The image boxes, the little three image boxes or the big ones, is that simply the top results from the image search on the equivalent query?
Yes. So we have something called the image vertical. You could go there and you just see, you can just yeah. scroll, keep scrolling and see images after images. But on the SERP, when a user types in, we have a lot of content. We want to show image content, video content, mm-hmm. news content, local content. So we have to decide what is the best user experience. And then there's limited space depending on your query. So if somebody types in flowers, yeah. There might be space only to show the four flowers or for, you know.
And it's the top four from the image results.
Yes.
Okay. Which would be the same now to move on to video. It would be the same for video.
Yes.
You have a video results system. Yeah. And if you show the three video boxes, it's the three top videos.
Correct.
Okay. Now, how you were talking earlier on about what are the signals? I mean, you call them features. The features that are most important for video.
So there are two different aspects we are talking about. One is when you type a query, what are the ranked set of results you get back?
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with being on what we call on the main page or SERP or on the vertical, which is the video vertical.
Okay.
So you could type a query and you get a set of results back. And we want to ensure that the results are in order of not only relevancy, but popularity, authority, attractiveness, all of yep. these things. And all of these things are important for us to show rank the video results. And then if you want to show something on the main Bing.com page,
yep.
we also want to make sure that the query has video intent.
Yep.
Right? If the query has no video intent, you know, if the query is about news or entertainment, More, there's a very likelihood that the user is interested in videos.
Yeah, sure.
And in that case, we will show that what we call a video answer or a video caption.
Okay. And that's another question. Back to the brand SERPs.
Yeah.
I mean, I managed to generate or trigger. I've triggered video boxes for my name. Yeah. I'm triggering them also for my company name. That's because I've been working on video, especially this year, but I worked quite a lot last year as well.
Yeah.
Is it true that if I have a great video strategy, I will get video boxes in my brand SERP?
What do you exactly mean by great video strategy?
Well, I've been looking at it and saying I've got a reasonable amount of video that my audience is engaging in, and the video is quality, and I've optimized it, and I've put it out onto YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever it might be.
Yes.
To trigger the video boxes, I need to have quality video that my audience engages with.
Yes, their engagement is very important. So how popular your video is, and then the title of the video is very important.
Okay.
Right? You want to make sure that the video quality is very good,
mm-hmm.
and it's in a good player, which plays very well. So all of these things are important.
Okay.
for the video to show up.
And you guys are pulling a lot from YouTube simply because YouTube's the biggest.
YouTube is very good at entertainment and do-it-yourself segments.
Right.
Like if you wanted to fix your refrigerator and you quickly wanted a video, the best place is YouTube.
Hmm.
And therefore, we are just, we are a search engine and we get the best content from wherever it is available.
Okay.
And so if you searched a news query tomorrow, you would see that we have very diversity. YouTube would not be there.
Right.
It would be BBC, it would be CNN, it would be Fox News.
Mm.
So we, depending on the query, right, we will show a diverse set of results. And our goal is to always show the most relevant, diverse, authoritative, and popular results. We don't try to favor any side. We just look at what's popular out there, what people are engaging.
And so you're saying Bing doesn't have a bias towards Microsoft or against Google. It's showing what's going to satisfy its users, clients.
Yes.
the best for the query they've just given.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A quick goodbye to end the show. Thank you, Minas.
Thank you very much.
That was brilliant. Thank you.
Bye.